News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Jessie Doyle, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for chatting to me.
Well, thanks for talking to us because today, of course, is the first phase of the Human Tissue Act 2024. It's due to come into operation, meaning everybody will be considered an organ donor unless they opt out or included in a so-called excluded group. So the Act will introduce an opt-out system of consent for organ donation and will allow for altruistic living organ donation to strangers. Jessie, you're someone who has received two kidney transplants. I'm assuming this is something you welcome, is it?
Yeah, no, 100%. I think it's such a leap forward, and I've been kind of tracking the progress of this over the last decade, to be honest. And it's just so, so nice. It's welcomed by everyone that's, I think, either had an organ donation already or has been a family of an organ donor, because I think we all realise just how important it is and how life-changing it is to get an organ donation.
Yeah.
And it's so welcome. I'm so happy that it's coming in.
We might come back to the kind of nitty-gritty of how it'll work in a moment. But just first off, tell us about your own story, Jessie, and your own kidney transplants.
Yeah, so I was about 17 when I was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease. So it was a very late stage sort of diagnosis. So I didn't really know what was going on with me. I was just a child who was always sick kind of thing.
Right.
And it was just literally a by chance diagnosis that I had in the GP one day, where I was having like kind of abdominal pains, did some blood work, and it turned out I had chronic kidney disease. So that was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
And then, so just from there, ended up going to Dr. Bergen, who was in Tullamore, absolutely fantastic doctor, by the way. But yeah, so went through him and was talking about the kind of road to transplant and that I would end up having to go on dialysis at some point because of the long wait with transplants. And I kind of felt the deterioration quite rapidly, and dialysis ended up having to be brought in kind of on an emergency basis.
That must have been quite scary for a young woman, a young person to go through at that stage.
No, 100%. And like, I was also navigating, you know, fifth year leave insert, that kind of transition as well. Yeah. So
you had enough on your plate already.
Exactly. Like, I couldn't have picked a worse time. Like, but it was, I think once I was on dialysis, I realized like just how important your kidneys actually are to your general day-to-day well-being and obviously all of your organs. But like when you have a machine that's acting as your kidney, you tend to feel very, very wiped and you don't have any energy at all. Like I ended up doing a PLC just to tie me over because I had done the leave insert while I was on dialysis. And was doing a PLC to tie me over until I was able to go to university because there was no way I would be physically able to do it. So, yeah, it was then.
And sorry, I forgive me if some of these questions seem ignorant, but do you know who you got your kidney from? Is that something you're told, or are you told the backstory?
This is the thing. Yeah, in Ireland, you actually don't know. So I think in some countries like Australia, you can find out who your donor family is. But I think for the privacy of both parties, it's you don't actually find out, but you can actually send a letter to the donor family and vice versa. So,
okay, that's nice. So you're able to write and I suppose express your appreciation, I suppose, is it?
Exactly, yeah. So it gives you a kind of a line of communication so that you can just express like how grateful you are and that kind of thing. But it keeps that kind of a safe boundary as well.
Good. If it's not an impolite question, how are you getting on there?
Oh, it's absolutely night and day, to be honest. Like, it's just fantastic. And like, I was able to run the VHI Women's Mini Marathon there a couple of weekends back.
Well done.
And
brilliant.
That was my, thank you. I've never been a runner before. I'm still not a runner, but I was able to put one leg in front of the other for 10 kilometers. So that's more than I had been able to do.
And you have a bit of a big year coming up, I hear.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm finishing my second master's in TUD and I'm also getting married in September. So
wow.
obviously hit the ground running then once I got the second transplant. Ah,
brilliant,
so.
Brilliant. Well, listen, that's fantastic news and congratulations on that. We wish you well in your pending nuptials. And look, just to get back to the overall story, like I suppose that you know, people like myself would think, I must go around and actually, you know, get a donor card and maybe never get around to it. That takes it out of our hands now, basically, doesn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah. Because everyone, I think, has it in the back of their mind that it's something that they want to do. And it's good because it's on our driver's licenses and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's just one less step and it's going to make the absolute world of a difference, I think.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're a tonic. Thanks so much for talking to us and best of luck with everything this year and particularly your wedding. Jessie Doyle, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
She was fantastic. What a beacon of positivity this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.